Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Gimel, the top line on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph stated, Hashutfin Shiratzu Las Mechitz Bechatzah, Poinus HaKaisel Be'emzah. And the Gemara's first version, the Gemara stated, Savru, Mai Mechitz Aguda, that the Rabbanon thought that when the Mishnah stated that the Shutfin wanted to make a Mechitzah, it means that they wanted to make a wall between the areas of the Chatzeres. And as the Gemara was Medayik, that if one of the Shutfin would not want to do so, then we would not be able to force him to build the Kaisel, as Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek. And as we saw, the Gemara asked six different questions as to Shita that Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek, and we had a simon of Gina Kaisel Kaifin Vicholkin Chaloinis to Rav Nachman, and five of the Rayas were from Mishnayis, and one was from Rav Nachman. And our Gemara now begins Lishlach Rina Amrilah, and some bring another version that Savru, that the Bnei Yeshiva actually thought, and as we saw from Tesis, that even though the Gemara used the Lashon of Savru, this is actually the Maskonis HaGemara, and we actually paskin like this version, that my mechitza plukta, that when the Mishnah stated that Shutfin shirats last mechitza b'chatza, it means that the Shutfin decided that they wanted to split up their partnership and they wanted to split up the chatzar. And even though generally the word mechitza means a wall, however, we find in the pasuk in Matthias that the word mechitza means to split up. Kedichsev, as the pasuk states, but he mechitza sa'ida. According to this version, the Gemara is now medayev v'kivin deratzu b'inis ha'kaisel ba'kachon. And since the Shutfin decided that they want to split up their chatzar, in order automatically, we could force both Shutfim to build a Kaisel, and even if one of the Shutfim say that they don't want to build a regular Kaisel, and they just want to put a Mesipas Ba'alma, and they just want to stick some wooden pegs into the ground in order to show a demarcation between the areas and create a boundary marker, that they would not be able to do so, and one Shutf would be able to force the other Shutf to build an actual Kaisel out of stones, and build a Kaisel that's 4 Amos high, in order to protect himself from Hezekiah. And as the Gemara states, Alma Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, and therefore we see that according to this version, that the Tanavar Mishnah is teaching us that Hezekiah is Shmei Hezek. The Gemara continues and asks a similar question that we asked previously, Ve'ema Mai Mechitza Guda, why don't we say that the word Mechitza in the Mishnah actually means a wall, and the Mishnah is teaching us that if there are Shutfim that want to build a wall, then they have to build a wall together, and they both have to contribute the materials as well as the space for the wall. However, if one of the Shutfim decides he doesn't want a wall, then you can't force them to build a wall. And as the Gemara will state that according to this version, we will see that Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek, and the Gemara brings a raya that the word mechitza can mean a wall. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, mechitza karem shenifritza, that if there's a vineyard that's planted right next to a wall, and on the other side of the wall, there is a field of grain, so if the wall that is between these two sadais gets breached, then either the owner of the field can tell the Baal Karem that he has to build a wall, or as other Rishonim explain, that Bezdin has to warn the Baal Karem to build this wall, and even if the Baal Karem rebuilds the wall, and then Nifritza, and once again it's where it's breached, Oyim Aloy Gadar, we tell him again to go and build the wall, and the Siayish Men of Loy Gadra, and if the Baal Karem is the Siayish, and he says, I won't build the wall again, and then the Tfuah continues to grow, and it's Moisif Masayim, Hareza Kidesh, then the Tfuah becomes Asabana, based on the Issa of Klaya Karem, V'chai Bach Yusa, and the owner of the vineyard is going to be responsible to the losses that he caused to the Baal HaSada. We already discussed this in great detail on that Beis, but in Maisa we see that the word Mechitza means a wall, and really we see the word Mechitza means a wall in many places in Shas, but the Gemara brings us one Raya, and as we already stated that the Gemara is Medayik, that if we will learn that in the Mishnah when it states Hashifin Shiratzu Las Mechitza, it means a wall, so the time of the Ratzu, that the only reason why they have to build a wall is because they agreed to build a wall, however we can be Medayik, that if one of the Shutfin doesn't want to build a wall, then we can't be mechayiv him, and we can't force him to build a wall. Alma Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek, and according to this version, it would come out that Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek. And the Gemara states, Ihachi Boynis Hakaisel Boyn Isami Boylei, that if this would be the Pshat in the Mishnah, that a Shutfin Shiratz Las Mechitz Bechatza is referring to a wall, then why is the Mishnah continuing and states Boynis Hakaisel Beemsa, if the Mishnah could have stated in a shorter version? And as we know, the Mishnayis always speak Beloshin Kitzara, and it should have stated that you should build it, and the Mishnah did not have to say Boynis Hakaisel. And let's recall then the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara actually responded, Itain Oisa, Hava Mina B'Pensipas Ba'alma, Kamash B'lon Kaisel. But our Gemara is actually going according to the version that Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, and therefore the Gemara doesn't give this teretz, as the Gemara feels that it's a doichik. The Gemara continues and asks a question that we asked in Daf Beis Amud Beis, Elamai Plukta, and if you can explain that Mishnah means, HaShutfin Shiratzu Las Mechitza, that they wanted to split up their Shutfis, Ihachi Shiratzu Las Mechitza, why does the Mishnah state that they want wanted to make a mechitza, the proper language would be shiratzu lachsus min ba'ilei, which once again would be a shorter lashon. And number two, it makes a lot more sense as they want to split up their shutfis and they don't want to make a split in their shutfis. So the lashon lasais is not the proper lashon. And once again, even though the Gemara asked this question about beis and beis, the Gemara at that point was going according to the lashon that has agreed lav shmehezik, and the Gemara did not give a teretz for this question. However, in our Gemara, the Gemara does give a teretz and states ked amri inchi tarnav plukta, that in the chenami the lashon and mishnah might be a little bit different, but ultimately this is the way that people speak, that when they're going to make a chalukah between partnerships, then they would say a lashon of shiratzu lasis mechitza, as they say tarnav plukta, come and let's make a split and let us split up the partnership. The Gemara continues ve'i hezik riya shmehezik, and if you're telling me that hezik riya is shmehezik my ear yuratzu, then why did it have to be that they decided to split up the partnership? I feel like ratzu nami, even if one of the parties doesn't want to split up the partnership, Bezin should be able to force them to split up the partnership and put up a wall because hezik riya shmehezik. And the Gemara responds Amar Rab Asi, Amar Rab Yichron, Mishasenu kishein badin chaluka, that our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where this chatzah was not large enough for both of them to have enough space to do that tashmishon. And as we know, the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph will teach us that if a chatzah doesn't have an area of four amos for each one of the partners to be able to use that chatzah, then you can't force one another to split up the partnership. And therefore, v'hudaratzu, and the only reason why we're allowed to split up the partnership is because they both agreed to split the partnership. But once they agree that they're going to split up the partnership, then even if one partner will say that I don't want to build a wall, then we would force them to build a wall because hezik riya shmehezik. And the Gemara asks, my kamashbalon kishein badin chaluka ki ratzu palgi, are you telling me that the chiddush is that when there's a chatzah that's in badin chaluka, as there's not four amos for each of the partners, that if they both agree to split the partnership, then we would split the partnership? But l'chayr, that's not a chiddush, as tanina, as we learned this in the Mishnah, that yud alef from alef, as the Mishnah states, in chalkin sa chatzah ad shehei dal amos l'zeh v'dal amos l'zeh, and then the end of the Mishnah states, emesai bizman she'ein shneim reitzim, that the only time we said this din is only where the partners are not agreeing to split up their partnership. Al bizman she'ein reitzim, but if both partners agree to split up the partnership, then afilu pachas mikan chokin, then even if it would be an area that's less than four amos for each of the shutfim, then we would split up the partnership. And the Gemara states, imi hasam, if we would only have the Mishnah on dafyut aleph, have a meaning we would think, afilu pachas mikan b'mesibas ba'alma, that in a chenami, we would split up the partnership, it would be less than four amos for each of the partners, as long as they agree. But we may think that afterwards we would only be able to force them to place small wooden pegs in the ground in order to designate which part of the chatzah belongs to each partner and to make a border marker. However, maybe we would say that even though hezik riya shmei hezik, we still would not be able to force them to build a kaisel. And either since the shutfim only have a small amount of area of the chatzah, therefore in that case we would not say that hezik riya shmei hezik. Or another possible reason would be that maybe Bezin would not get involved in such a small chatzah and require someone to build a wall. And kamashbalan hacha kaisel, and therefore our Mishnah teaches us that once the shutfim decide to split up their shutfis, and even though it's less than four amos for each, that at that point one partner could force the other partner to build a regular wall of four amos. And even when it's a small chatzah, there's still a din that hezik riya shmei hezik. And the Gemara continues v'lisnei ha v'lisnei hach. And l'chayr, once we have our Mishnah over here on that Beis Min Alef, so why do we need the Mishnah on Daf Yud Alef from Min Alef? And what is the additional Chiddush that's teaching us on Daf Yud Alef? And the Gemara states that in a Chinami, really the Mishnah on Daf Yud Alef from Min Alef is not teaching us any new Chiddush, but negated din of Chatzah. However, Sefer Ishtur Chalei, the Chiddush of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Alef is coming for the Sefer, as the Sefer of the Mishnah states, V'kisvei HaKodesh afal pi sheshneim reitzim lo yachleku, that if Shutfim own Kisvei HaKodesh, then even if both partners want to split up the Kisvei HaKodesh, they want to cut up the Sefer Torah or any Sifrei Tanakh, then they cannot do so as it's a bezoyim for the Svarim. Rashi over here states, over Chisvei HaKodesh, Sefer Torah, Shu Bekarach Echad, V'chei Nevi'im Uksuvim, Haksuvim Begillion, Kisefer Torah, and also the scrolls of Nevi'im Uksuvim that were written as one continuous Sefer, and it was written in a scroll like a Sefer Torah. And Rashi and Daf Yud Aleph states, Kisvei HaKodesh, Chof Dal Svarim, V'hirigilin L'Kisvim Begillion, Kisefer Torah Shalanu, L'fikach G'nai Adava L'chatchon. The Gemara continues, Lishnachrina, and we will be gurious like the Bach that takes out the next two lines, and the Gemara continues, Adeshmina Mishim Badin Chaluka, if we hold Hezekria Shmei Hezek, so why did the Mishnah have to teach us this din, specifically in a case where the Chatzah did not have eight Amis and did not have four Amis for each of the partners, Behudu Ratzu, and it was only because they agreed to split up the Chatzah, Lishmina Mishim Badin Chaluka, the Mishnah should teach us a din that Hezekria Shmei Hezek, where the Chatzah had at least four Amis for each of the partners, and even if both partners say that they don't want to split up their shutfis, we would force them to split up the shutfis, and we would also force them to build a wall. And the Gemara responds, if the Mishnah would give us a scenario where there was eight Amos in this Chatzah, and even though one of the partners do not want to split up the Chatzah, then we would think that if there was a Chatzah where it was and there was less than eight Amos, and therefore there was less than four Amos for each of the shutfim, then even if both of the partners agreed that they would actually split up the partnership and each one would take part of the chatzah, but if one of the partners state that they don't want to build a wall, maybe we would not force them to build a wall. And as we explained previously from the Ramban, that maybe since it's a small area and therefore people don't use such a small area, so we would not say Hezek Yishmei Hezek, or maybe Bezdin would not get involved with such a small chatzah, Kamash Blon, that even in a case where it's Ein Badin Chaluka, there is still a din that you could force the other partner to build a proper wall, and to build a wall out of stones, and to build a wall that's 4 amos high, and even though it's a very small chatzah, we still say Hezekria Shmei Hezek. And the Gemara continues, Umimatzos Amritachi, that how can you say that you wouldn't have to build a wall, Vaktani Sefer, but the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph states, Emesai Bizman Sheim Shneim Reitzin, Abizman Sheim Reitzin Yachleku, My Lav Akleisel, and it must be that the Mishnah means that once they both agree to split up a small chatzah, then they also could force one another to build a Kleisel. The Gemara answers, Loi Amasipas Pa'amah, that from the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, we would think that all that you could force your neighbor to do is go and put a border marker and place small pegs in the ground in order to show a demarcation between our properties, but you would not be able to force him to build a proper wall out of stones and that is 4 amos high. And Kamash Blon from our Mishnah, that Ashutfim Shurats Las Mechitza Bechatza, Boin is a Kaisel Be'emsa, and you have to build a Kaisel that's 4 amos high. Once again, the Gemara asks, listening high, v'loi listening high, so let us say our Mishnah, and what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph? And the Gemara explains, where there are partners that own Kisvei HaKodesh, then even if both of them decide that they want to split up their shutfis and they want to cut up the Sefer Torah or any of the Chavtal Tzvarim, Bezdin would not allow them to do so as a bezayin for Kisvei HaKodesh. And the Gemara now continues, we just explained our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Chatzah did not have 8 Amos and therefore each of the shutfim did not have an area of 4 Amos. The Gemara therefore asks, if the chatzah doesn't have 4 amos for each of the shutfin, so even if they agreed with one another that they would split up their shutfin, why can't one of the shutfin decide to be chayzah, and how could we force him to go and split up the chatzah if there was no kinyan made? And the Gemara states, we're talking about a case where they actually made a kinyan chalipin, and therefore Reuven and Shimon both agreed to each other that they would split up this chatzah even though it was in badin chalukah, and they can't be chayza any longer. And the Gemara continues and asks, the lechira, when a person makes a kinyan, you have to make a kinyan that is relevant to something that is physical and something which you're transferring to another party. And lechira over here, both Reuven and Shimon are just agreeing that we will split up our shutfis, and they're not agreeing to something physical, and therefore how could it be that this kinyan will actually have any chalais? And as Rashi states, kinyan dvarim hu ve'in chalipin kinyan el adova nikna oy bimecha oy b'matana, oy shibika kois, oy mitaltlin shakinyin chalav, that the kinyin has something to be chal on, but over here it's only dvar ba'alma, and on what exactly is the kinyin going to be chal on? The Gemara brings two terutzim. Number one, b'shekanu miyadim ruchais, that the case was that not only did Reuven and Shimon agree that they would split up their shutfis, but Reuven and Shimon already agreed that Reuven would take the area of the chatzah to the west, and Shimon would take the area to the east, and therefore when they made a kinyin chalipin, it actually was being chal on the kaka, and therefore, the kinyan chalipin can work and effectuates the kinyan. And as Rashi says, "Beruchai zebar lechelik mizrachi v'zebar lechelik marachavi v'kanu miyadim." And then they did a kinyan chalipin. Umaatan nikna chelik mizrachi lezeh ve'in lezeh chelik bay v'chein hasheni lechaveray. And Rabbi Ashi Amar, Rabbi Ashi states, "Kegoyin shaholch zeh b'teich shaloi v'hichzik v'zeh b'teich shaloi v'hichzik." That we're talking about a case where both Reuven and Shimon actually made a chazaka on the area that they were going to take for their chatzah. And as Rashi states, V'hichsev b'chalko, rafu b'porto, as he dug a little bit, v'karko nikna b'chazoka, achre sheratzu b'shas chazoka, that since both Reuven and Shimon agreed that they will split up their shutfas, and then Reuven and Shimon went and actually made a kinyan chazoka, then the chazoka will actually effectuate a kinyan, and therefore Reuven will be kinyan his side, and Shimon will be kinyan his side, and they no longer could be chayza, and at that point, one of the shutfim could force the other to build a chaysel, because hezek riyash may hezek, and we explain the territory of Ashi like Rashi. However, ayin and teis the divam maschal of Ashi amak agoin shahalach teimalari ma bar Rav Ashi lohisev v'chi itzuch lashminin the chazaka me'elis k'maykinin. Is he telling us that chazaka works just like chalipin? Certainly, we know if chalipin works, then chazaka also works. Teis states v'nir lari that although generally b'negei chazaka one party has to say to the other leich chazek v'kni hacha kivin she'amru ata tikach ruach tzvaynis v'aniyah ruach dreimis. And in this case, since Reuven said that I'm going to keep the northern side and you'll keep the southern side, and then each one made a kinyan, and even though none of the parties were next to the other when they made a kinyan, and even though neither of the parties stated, the Rashi brings down two pshatim Rav Ashi, of course, this seems to be the same pshat as Rashi. And then the Rashba brings a second pshat, which is actually a third pshat in our Gemara. That even if only one of the parties went and made chazakah, the other one doesn't have to actually make a chazakah, and he'll be zeicher through chalipin. The kamash one, the chalipin koinim bekaka, kemoisha koinim metaflin, ayin sham. Also, ayin the second tesis on the Amid, diba maskal ki rotsu my havi nahadri behu, that Taisis states, that the Gemara didn't ask this question according to the Mandam that held that the word mechitza means a wall, the iklameme, the kanu, v'shibdu nechasein l'binya kaisel, as over there was simple to the Gemara, that we could say that you clean it through chalipin as you do meshabit the materials for the building in hakaisel, el lamanda amma plukta, loy mahani kinyin, the kinyin devarim ba'almu, loy masaka daite shekana bruchais, as the Gemara did not have habimina, that they already agreed as to which part of the chatzah that they were both going to take. Certainly, this is the mashmois of the Gemara, as the Gemara stated, "Ibish im badin chaluka ki ratzu my have," and it seems it's only going on this pshat of the Mishnah and this version of the Mishnah that stated that the words "shufim sheratzu las mechitza" means plukta and not aguda. However, ayin the Rashba that states, "Perish Rashi the bein lahay lishna bein lishna the mechitza aguda kaparach the hasim nami ki ratzu las kaisel v'hisnu kainim ratzu lachzaben chayzin the b'manish tabdu." And even though the Rashba brings this down from Rashi, this is not something that is brought down in our Rashi, in our Sugya. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, that according to either way we learn the Mishnah, ultimately there is a chiyuv for both of the parties to build this wall. And the Mishnah stated, Makom shenagu livnis gvil gazes kafisin levenin boinin hakol kaminagaminina. And we already defined what these materials were when we learned that base. However, the Gemara now defines these materials. And the Gemara states, gvil abnei d'loy mishafya, that is referring to those stones that were just taken out of the mountain and are in its raw state, and therefore they weren't smoothed down, they have rough edges, and therefore it takes up more space than gazes. And as the Gemara continues, gazes abnei d'mishafya, that gazes are those same stones that were already filed down and smoothed down, and therefore instead of one stone having a thickness of 6 tvachim, the gazes stones only took up an area of 5 tvachim, as the stone was already smoothed down and did not have any rough edges. And the Gemara brings a pasuk to show that gazes is abnei d'mishafya, d'chsev, as the pasuk in Malachim b'negei binyan of Beis HaMikdash, it states, kol ila avonim yikaris b'midas gazes m'goyroris b'megira m'bayis u'mechutz m'masayid ara tfachis u'mechutz ara chotza gdela. All the stones of the Beis HaMikdash were heavy stones, and they were k'midas gazes, and the main part of the raya is from the Goymer, as the pasuk states, m'goyroris b'megira, that they were already smoothed out with a plane. The Gemara continues, k'fisin achi, k'fisin is a half a brick, and the standard bricks were 3 tfachim wide, and therefore if you cut each brick in half, it was 1.5 tfachim for each side, and they would arrange 2 half bricks next to each other, and they left a tefach in between them in order to fill that area with cement and with mortar, and therefore you had 1.5 tfachim of a half brick on one side, you had 1.5 tfachim of a half brick on the other side, and in the middle you had 1 tefach of mortar and of cement, and therefore the total area of space that you needed for the width of this wall would be 4 tefachim, as the Mishnah stated, that bekvisin zenaisim tefachayim v'zenaisim tefachayim, that each one of these shutrim have to give 2 tefachim of his chatzah for the width of the wall. And finally, Levanin Livni refers to a full brick, and a full brick's width was 3 tefachim, and that's why the Mishnah stated that zenaisim tefachim echsa v'zenaisim tefachim echsa, that each one of the partners has to contribute a 1.5 tefach area of the chatzah in order to place the thickness of the wall. And the Gemara continues and has 2 different versions of the next Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Breid Rav Larabashi, Memai de Gvil, Abdeloi Meshapian Anu. How do you know that the word Gvil refers to a stone which was not yet smoothed out? V'hai tefach yisari l'mirasha de kanasa. The reason why it's 6 tefachim wide as opposed to Gazas, which is 5 tefachim wide, is because it has jagged edges and therefore it takes up an extra tefach in the chatzah. Dilma palga de Gazas hu. V'hai tefach yisari l'beini urvu. Maybe a stone called Gvil was actually a half of a stone of Gazas, and they would take a Gazas stone, which is 5 tefachim, and they would split it in half, and it would be 2.5 tefachim on each side, and they would place a tefach of mortar between each side of the half stones of the Gazas, and that's why they needed an area of 6 tefachim in the Chatzar. And Rabbi Breid Rabba continues, Kida Kamrina, Kfisin Achi, Levanin Livni, just like we said, Bidigay, Kfisin and Levanin, that Kfisin is a half a brick, and Levanin is a full brick, Vahai Tefach Yisari, Levani Urve, and by Kfisin, the reason why you had an extra tefach is because you had to place the mortar between the 2 rows of the half bricks. And on Malay, and Rav Ashi responded to Rav Breid Rava, Ultameich, according to you, Kfisin Achim Minolan, how do we know that Kfisin is actually a half a brick? Maybe it's a brick that wasn't smoothed out, and therefore it's actually a larger brick. Therefore, Rav Ashi states, El Gemar Gemirla, it must be that we had a Kabbalah, that this is what the actual definition of Kfisin is, and therefore, Gvil Nami, Avdil Mishafya, Gemar Gemirla, that we actually had a Kabbalah, that Gvil is actually not a half of a Gazas, but it's actually referring to a raw stone that was just cut out of a mountain and wasn't smoothed down yet. And the Gemara continues, Ikidamri, that we have another version, and this version will actually ask the question in the exact opposite manner, as Amalei Rav Acha Breid Rav Avya Lo Rav Ashi, and over here Rav Acha Breid Rav Avya asked this question to Rav Ashi, V'may Dahai Kfisin Achinenu V'hai Tav Kriseir L'Beni Urvi, that how do you know the definition of Kfisin that the Mishnah mentioned is a half brick, and the reason why it has 4 tvachim is because you have an extra tefach for the mortar that's placed between the 2 rows of the half bricks. Bedilma Maikvisin Levani Loy Meshafian. Maybe it's referring to actual bricks that were not yet smoothed out. Ba'itafik Yisrael Marash the Kanasa. And the reason why you need the extra tefach is because it takes up extra area because it's not smooth and you have jagged edges. And Rav Acha Breid Rav Avya brings Raya Kida Kamina, and just like we stated, Gvil Avdu Loy Meshafian and Gazas Avdu Meshafian. And we explain Ba'itafik Yisrael Marash the Kanasa. And Amalei and Rav Ashi responded to Rav Acha Breid Rav Avya, Vil Tameich Gvil Avdu Loy Meshafian Minalan. And according to you, how do you know that Gvil is stones that were not smoothed out? Maybe it's actually a half a stone of Gazas, and you had an area of tefach that you placed mortar between the 2 half stones. El Gemar Gemirla, it must be that we had Kabbalah, that this is the definition of Gvil, Hachinami Gemar Gemirla, and therefore, Benegei Kfisin as well, we have a Kabbalah, that this is the actual Taich and the translation and the definition of Kfisin. And Gemar continues, Oma Baya, Baya states, Shema Mino, we see from our Mishnah, Kol Beni Urvi Tefach, that any time you have 2 rows of bricks and you want to support them properly, you have to place a tefach of cement or mortar in between them. And as Rashi states, v'nafkamina l'mekabel of livnis kaisel chaveri, that the standard is that you have to place at least a tefach of cement in between the 2 rows of bricks. However, the Gemara qualifies this, that hanimilu betina, that is only if you're using a very good quality cement. As Rabbeinu Gershom explains, that this cement was made from sand and cement, and therefore was better quality, and therefore all you need is a tefach of cement between the 2 rows of bricks. However, if you'll actually use a cement which was a lesser and poor quality type of cement, which were made with larger rocks, or as Rabbeinu Gershom states, and therefore it doesn't stick as well and is not as good of quality, then certainly you need more cement in between the rows of bricks. And some say exactly the opposite, that the only time that we say that a tefach is needed is only by poor quality cement, but if you use a better quality cement, then you wouldn't even need to use a tefach. The Gemara continues, Lememra de Begazas, called Dal Amis Goyvo, you have a Pusil Chamishakai, Eloi Loi Kai, that Benegea, a wall that's made out of Gazas, if you have a height of 4 Amis, then if you have 5 Tvachim wide, then the wall would stand. But if the wall was narrower than 5 Tvachim, then it it would not be strong enough to actually stand, and therefore, if you have a wall that's 8 amos high, then the wall would have to be built with stones that are at least 10 tefachim wide. And the Gemara asks, for Amatraxin, the Havagavu Tlaisan Amasa, that we know in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an area called the Amatraxin, which we will explain in a moment. And in the first Beis HaMikdash, this was a wall that was an amah thick, and it was 30 amos high. The Gemara therefore asks, and even though it was only an amah wide, and it was only 6 tefachim wide, it still was able to stand, and l'chira, it doesn't make sense based on our Mishnah. The Gemara initially gives a teretz, kivin ikka tefach yisira kai, that by the fact that it has one extra tefach, that gives it enough strength, and it doesn't work with exact ratios, and once you have an extra tefach, then you can even have a wall that's 30 amos high. And as Taisa points out, that later on in the Gemara will explain that certainly the wall in the Beis HaMikdash was different, because it was a second story that was leaning on this wall, and therefore supported the wall, and even though it was 30 amos high, it was able to stand, even though it was only 6 tefachim wide. And let us see Taisa Diva Masal Traxin, who defines why this wall that was between the Kodesh HaKodesh Kodashim was called the Amatraxin, and Taisa states, Oymar Rabbeinu Tam, the Tara Kavi Kamoi Troiku Gali, that the Lashon of Traxin is broken up into two words, and Troik comes from the Lashon of closing a door, and the Sin Havi Sinai, and Sin refers to HaSinai, Klaima She Mafsik Vesoyeg Saluchaj, She Nitnu Besinai, She Menachim Ba'orin, Shehoyeb Beis Kodesh HaKodashim, that this wall was actually separating and protecting the area of the Kodesh Kodashim, where the Luchas that were given to us at Sinai were actually kept. The Yesh Mefarshim, and some explain, Traxin is part of the Chutz, it's a Lashon of inside and outside, She'oisa Amo, he's a Suffolk, as this Amo, there was a Suffolk on, Imekudeshes Pnim, Oy Chutz, if it had Kedusha like the Kodesh Kodashim, or if it had Kedusha like the Kodesh, V'lekach Kodesham Shtei Pereches, K'daminim B'yuma, and that's why in the second Beis HaMikdash, where, as we will see in the Gemara, they were not able to use a wall, they used actually two Pereches, and they were Mesupik if the area between the two Pereches was considered Kodesh or Kodesh Kodashim, and therefore, in order to separate this no man's land, they made sure to have two Pereches. And now that the Gemara discussed the Amatraxin, the Gemara continues with Migdashini, my time in love with Amatraxin. Why is it that in Migdashini, they didn't actually build a wall for the Amatraxin, and instead they had two Pereches? And as we know from the Gemara Mesechtes Yuma, that the Kohen Gadol would actually walk between this Pereches in order to get in and out of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara answers, Ki Koi, but Tlasin Koi, Tvei Le Koi, that Lemaisa, this wall that was only 6 Tvachim wide, would only be able to stand when the height of the wall was only 30 amos. However, since in the second Beis HaMikdash, the wall was actually 100 amos, as Rashi states, or as others say that the Gersin Rashi should be, Mem amos, that was 40 amos high, therefore this wall would not have been able to stand, and that's why they used curtains instead of an actual wall made of stones. And Rashi Masech Yuma points out that why didn't they just add to the thickness of this wall? And Rashi states, Lohisav Alevea Yefsha, and if it's impossible to add onto the thickness of the wall, the Chsiv HaKol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Lahiskel, as the Pasuk in Devar Yom tells us that all the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash had to be the same, and the area of Kodesh Kodashim had to always stay the area of the Kodesh Kodashim, the area of the Kodesh had to always stay the area of the Kodesh, and therefore we couldn't increase the measurements of the wall in order to make it higher, and that's why we specifically made it out of curtains and not out of stone. And the Gemara continues, and how do we know that the height of the second Beis HaMikdash was higher than the first Beis HaMikdash? As the Pasuk states in Chagai, Godol Yeh, Kfeid HaBayis HaZeh, Achroi, Min HaRishon, Om HaShem Tzavakais, Uvamokam HaZeh, Etan Sholim, Om HaShem Tzavakais. And the Gemara brings down, Am HaChlikis, Rav HaShmuel, V'Amri L'Rabbi Yichon, Rabbi Leza, Chad Om HaBinyin, V'Chad Om HaBishonim. One says, when it says, Godol Yeh, Kfeid HaBayis HaZeh, Achroi, Min HaRishon, that the second Beis HaMikdash will be greater than the first Beis HaMikdash. One says it's in stature, and the building would be a greater edifice, and one says it's referring to the amount of years. As we know, the first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years, and the second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. And we continue on Daf Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara explains that even though there's a machlekes as to how to explain the pasuk, but v'isalaha, that all ma'adamim agree that both were true of negay the second Beis HaMikdash, that number one, it was higher and it was a greater stature than the first Beis HaMikdash, and number two, it stood for longer than the first Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara continues and asks, v'nevet tlasin amim b'binyin, v'idach nevet pereches, that l'chira, why don't we at least have a 30 amah tall stone wall, and then from 30 amas until 40 amas, or until 100 amas, have two curtains that would take up that space? And the Gemara answers, ki koi tlasin amasa nami, agav tikru mazivo havikoi, b'loy tikru mazivo loy havikoi, that in chanami, the only way that a 30 amah tall wall could stand if it is only 6 tefachim wide is only based on the fact that there was a rooftop and there was a second story that was leaning on top of that and giving it strength and support. However, if you would build a 30 amma wall and would not have any support directly on top of the wall, and you wouldn't have cement as well as boards that are sitting on top of the wall, then that wall would not be able to stand, and therefore you wouldn't be able to make a 30 amma tall wall without having any support on top, and then continue with the pareches on top of that. And the Gemara asks, "V'levin mada efshir binyan, v'levin idach pareches." That in a chinami, even though you wouldn't be able to make a 30 amma tall wall, but luchiru, let's at least make a wall that would be as tall as possible when it's 6 tefachim wide, and then for the remaining area, we should add a curtain, or we should add curtains. The Gemara states, "Elam abaya," and therefore abaya explains gemuri that we learned ikulu b'binyan, ikulu b'pareches, and the Tesis states, "Hashtalei tzarich l'shinui kama." We don't have to have the first answer that agav tikkun maziva have a koi, b'loy tikkun maziva loy have a koi. And the reason why in the second base of Migdash we didn't make part of the wall out of stone and part of the wall out of a curtain was because we have a Kabbalah in Halach L'Meshim B'Sinai that when building the wall between the Kodesh Kodesh Kodashim, it could either be made out of stone wall or it could be made out of preiches. But when you're making it out of stone, it fully has to be made out of stone. And when we're using a curtain, then it fully has to be a curtain. And as the Gemara states, ikulu v'binyan Migdash, that we see from the base of Migdash that when you're building a wall out of stone, then it has to be the full wall, and ikulu b'preiches m'mishkan, and we learn from the hakamas of Mishkan that if you're using a curtain, then the full area must be made with a curtain, and there can't be a combination between stones and a curtain. And before we continue, let's go back to Taisis on Daf Gimel Amalav, where the Gemara stated, "L'meimer the begazes kol dal amis gaiva, he have a pusik cham shekoi, he loy loy koi." And Taisis points out, "V'kashra rabbi natam hol levenin the griya," that we know b'negia bricks, which is a weaker material, koi b'shleish tefachim, that a 4 amma wall can stand, even though it's only 3 tefachim wide. "V'oy haka chazinan the koi begazes tefei aporta, v'teres tehachi kama tefei loy koi k'mish begazes shuretz b'nei adam levnoisei shiyamid yamim rabim k'shabrein begazes." That in a chinami it could stand, but it won't stand a long time. And the reason why people choose to use gazes as the materials to build a wall is in order that it should stand a long time. However, the Rashba states, "V'iloy loy koi v'atam m'pteishu evin al evin v'im b'neim richsa oisid," and they didn't put any cement between the rows of stones. "Shiyamid oisam v'him kvedis," and they're very heavy, and therefore they will tip over. "V'alveinim afal pishem levon al gabi levona v'im b'neim richsa inum kvedis ka'avonim v'oyid ki asid sh'bein nidbach l'nidbach hu mechaba oisam yoisim min avonim l'fikach daylem b'shleisha tvachim l'goy v'aba amas ayin sham." And the Gemara continues with the Shaila, that when the Mishnah stated that when using gvil you need 6 tvachim and gazes needs 5 and kvisi needs 4 and levenin needs 3, so the Gemara asks, "Ibayilu," we had the following Shaila, "Heim v'sidon oidilma heim b'loy sidon," does that measurement include the coating of paint or cement that covers the stone or the brick? And therefore, when we state that gvil is 6 tvachim, it is exactly 6 tvachim, including the sid, or do we say that it's not including the plaster, and when adding the plaster, it would actually be 6 tvachim and a mashu, or 5 tvachim and a mashu, 4 tvachim and a mashu, or 3 tvachim and a mashu? And Rav Nachman Yitzchak mistavr heim v'sidon, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, it's mistavr that includes its plaster, the isakadak the heim b'loy sidon, l'snei l'shiurei, as if it's referring to the actual measurement without this plaster, then l'chayra, the Mishnah should have stated that ishutif has to give a little bit more of the chatzah, el lav sh'maminah heim v'sidon, and by the fact that the Mishnah doesn't state that, so therefore it must be that this measurement includes the sid and includes the plaster. And the Gemara answers, "Loi, that's not a raya, as lo'ilam eim l'cha heim b'loy sidon," as really I could say that the measurement in the Mishnah actually does not include the plaster, v'kim l'le havitavach loy tani, but since it's just a small amount and it's only a mashu, therefore the Mishnah doesn't mention it. And the Gemara asks, "V'aktani b'levenin zeh nois entefach ha-mechza v'zeh nois entefach ha-mechza," that we see b'negeya a brick, that we said that each of the shutrin have to give a tefach ha-mechza of their katzer, and the Mishnah does speak about measurements that are not a tefach and measurements that are smaller than a tefach. And the Gemara answers, "Hasam chazi l'strufei," that certainly when we have a tefach ha-mechza and tefach ha-mechza, which adds up to 3 tefachim, then we will mention a half a tefach. However, even so, the Mishnah would not mention the actual measurement of the sid, as since it's a mashu, even if you'll add a mashu plus a mashu, it would still not come up to any shear, and it won't even come up to a half a tefach, and therefore it's not a double choshev, and the Mishnah doesn't mention it. And the Gemara continues, "Tashma, bring your raya from a Mishnah Meseches Irvin on Daf Yud Gimel," and the Mishnah states, "Hakirish Amru," that the beam that we spoke about, Benegia, a beam of a Mavoi, which is spoken spoken about in a previous Mishnah, Masechtas Eruvin, Rechava Kedei L'Kabbalah Riach, it has to be wide enough that could hold a brick on top of it. V'Riach Chatzi Levena Shel Gimel Tvachim, and a Riach is defined as a half of a brick, which is 3 Tvachim, and therefore a Riach is actually 1.5 Tvachim. And certainly over there, we're talking about just placing a brick on top of the Kaira, and that brick doesn't have any cement around it, and doesn't have any plaster, and therefore you see that a standard brick was 3 Tvachim without its plaster, and therefore in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah gives a shear, that's actually only for the brick, but in a chinami, each of the shutfin would have to contribute an extra mashu to the area that is required for the thickness of the wall, based on the fact that it also has plaster and has cement on the brick. And Rashi Masechtas Eruvin explains the reason why a kira has to be rechava kedei l'kabel riach is shdei deimel kfiyas livnais le'abinyan, that it should look like a kavua dika thing, and shouldn't be something which is a shvacha item. And the Gemara answers that it's not a raya from the Mishnah Masechtas Eruvin, as Hasan Buravta over there we're talking about a larger brick, and that's why the brick itself was 3 tvachim, even without having any sit on it. However, our Mishnah is talking about a smaller brick, that the size of the brick was actually 3 tvachim, including the sid, and dekanami, and I'll bring a raya, this is correct, diktani, as the Mishnah Masechtas Eruvin stated, shel shleisha tvachim, mechlal de ikazutra, and therefore it's mashma that the Mishnah had to specify that this brick is a full 3 tvachim, and it's mashma that there are smaller bricks, which is less than 3 tvachim, and the levena in our Mishnah is only 3 tvachim, once you actually coat it with sid, shma mina, and it's a good raya. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chista stated that once we're speaking about building walls, we should know that leglista inish be knishta ad the bunny be knishta achriti, that if a town wants to build a new Beis HaKnesses, they can't break down the old Beis HaKnesses prior to finishing the building of the new Beis HaKnesses. And ikad ami mishum shiusa, ikad ami mishum sluye. And some explain that the reason why you can't knock down the old shul is dil misrami oynis upashiv loy bonu achriti, as maybe an oynis will occur and there'll be pasheya and they won't build another shul and they'll be left without a shul. And some say that during the time of the building, you won't have a place to daven and therefore it'll be usa to knock down the old shul. And the Gemara asked, "May benayu, and was the nafkamina between these two reasons? Ikka benayu, the ikka be knishta achriti, that there is nafkamina if there's another Beis HaKnesses, as if it's based on a concern for pshiusa, then you still can't knock down the old shul until you build the new shul. However, if it's based on sluye, then lemaisa you have a makam to daven, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem to knock down the old shul. And some agaris ikka benayu, the ikka duchta lutsluye, that there is another place that you could daven, and even if it's not a Beis HaKnesses kavua, but it's a temporary structure that would suffice b'negei l'tzluye, but would not suffice b'negei p'shiusa. However, according to those mandamrim that say that we should be gerus d'chduchte l'tzluye, then if this town had another permanent shul where they could daven, that even according to the mandamrim shum p'shiusa, there would be no problem of knocking down the old shul even prior to building the new shul. The Gemara continues that it used to be that they had two different shuls. One structure was made for the summer, which was a much taller structure and had a lot of windows, and this way you had a lot more air inside the shul and it would keep it cooler. And as Rashi states, they also had a shul for the winter months that namach b'kseldim rechavim, that was a lower shul and it had thicker walls b'chalinus mo'atin, and it had less windows mipnei atzina, because otherwise it would be very cold. And our Gemara states, Mariam mazutra sasriu banu b'kaita b'sisva, or sasriu banu b'sisva b'kaita, that when they wanted to fix up their shuls, then they would demolish the summer shul and rebuild it during the winter, and they would demolish the winter shul during the summer and rebuild it prior to the winter. And the Gemara continues, Omli Ravina Rabashi, Ravina said to Rabashi, Govuzuzu Machtimai, what would be the din if the town already collected all the money it needs in order to build the Beis HaKnesses, and they already actually have it by the Gabai, would they be able to knock down the old shul? And as Rashi states, Mi Ikal Mechel Shlo Pashiya Soloi, and this Shaila is only according to the Manda Omer that says that the concern was for Pashiya, and therefore in this case, maybe we're not going to be Chayish Lepshiya, as certainly they have the wherewithal to build the new shul. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei Rav Ashi responds to Ravina, Dum Misramilu Pidyon Shvuyin V'yavilu, that maybe a great mitzvah like Pidyon Shvuyin will come about, and the Gizba will decide to use this money for Pidyon Shvuyin, and they won't have enough money to build a shul, and therefore, even though they already collected all the money, a Pshiya could still happen, and therefore you can't knock down and you can't demolish the old shul. And some agaris, Dum Misramilu Milsa the mitzvah, and even if it's not a great mitzvah as Pidyon Shvuyin, and even to some other mitzvah, that they could still use it for any mitzvah that they want, as the din is that a gizba could take any money that was collected and use it for any needs that the tzibur has. And the Gemara continues, that Ravina asked asked Rav Ashi another question, that in Chinami you give me a response when they only collected money, but Shrigi Livnei Vahadri Hudrei Umachtib Kashuri, that let's say they already have the bricks that are stacked up and the rafters are already smoothed out and the beams are already in place, so my, what would be the din? As L'chir in this case, we can't be concerned for a Pshia. And the Gemara states, Amalei Rav Ashi once again said to Ravina, Zindu Misavnu Pidyon Shvuyin Mizavni Vyavlu, that L'maisa, maybe the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyin will come and potentially they would need the money very quickly and they'll go and sell these items and they'll go and use the money for Pidyon Shvuyin and once again they'll be Pesheya and they won't build a new base of Knesses. And the Gemara continues that Ravina asked Rav Ashi, Ihachi Afilu Banu Nami, that if you're telling me that we're always concerned for Pshia and maybe they'll have to raise money for Pidyon Shvuyin, so why did we say that once you build the new base of Knesses that you can knock down the old structure? If L'chir, you should have to keep the old structure up forever because potentially they'll go and sell the new base of Knesses in order to raise money for Pinyin Shvuyin. And Amalei Rav Ashi responded, Dir Sadinshi Le Mizavni, that certainly people don't sell a building that they're living in, and certainly the Tziba won't sell a base of Knesses, and they will go and raise money for Pinyin Shvuyin in some other way, and therefore in that case we're not going to be Chayish L'Pshiusa, and that's why once you build the new base of Knesses, you could destroy and demolish the old base of Knesses. And I didn't taste it, Dino Maschel, Yehochi Ki Banyin Ami, Pirish, Achi Spalubo, that the Gemara never had a Habmina, that once you daven in the new shul, that you can't knock down or destroy the old basic tesis, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, v'lo yamar, and this din that we stated, that inala knocked down the old shul, is eldle chazer batiyua, is only if you didn't see any distress and any cracks in the basic tesis that potentially could cause the basic tesis to fall down. Av chazer batiyua, sasri bani, but if you do see cracks in the basic tesis and there's a potential that it will fall down, then you could destroy and demolish the basic tesis and then rebuild it in that spot. Ki had Rav Ashi chazer batiyua b'klishtu masim chasya, that Rav Ashi saw that there were structural defects in the basic knesses of masim chasya and sasrei, and he broke it down. Va'ayel lepuri lahasam, and he brought his bed into that area. V'le'afke, he didn't take his bed out. Ad demask le'shvichi, and he slept there until they actually finished the entire building, and they even put up the gutters of the building, which is the last item to put up on a building. And Rashi states, ayel lepuri lahasam k'deish le'yisayish b'binyanai shacham v'gesham mitzarenai say, because the heat and rain would be mitzayir of Ashi. And Lemaisa, from all these Gemaras, it seems that the Gemara is going with the tzad that the reason why you can't knock down the old basic knesses is mishum pshiusa. And the Gemara continues and brings down a story about Baba Ben Muta, who is one of the Tanayim that lived during Bayesheni. And on the bottom of Daf Gimel and Beis and on Daf Da'alim and Aleph, the Gemara will bring down the entire story. But the Gemara states, Baba Ben Muta, hechi azbele eitzel lehordis lemistru lebesim mikdash. How is it possible that Baba Ben Muta actually gave an eitzel to Hordas to knock down and destroy the base of Mikdash and reconstruct the base of Mikdash? Va'am Rav Chista, Rav Chista stated, like list the inish beknishta ad bani beknishta achrita. If Rav Chista just stated that a person is not allowed to demolish base of Knesses until he builds another base of Knesses, and the Gemara answers, ibayis ema to you chazbe. Either Bava Ben Buta gave this eitzah because he saw how the base of Mikdash was in disrepair and therefore it was allowed to knock down the base of Mikdash and rebuild it, and ibayis ema machusa shani dloy hadrabe. Bava Ben Buta gave an eitzah to Hordas, who was a king, and since he was a king, there's no question that he took on this project, that he would complete the project. Da'am Shmuel, as Shmuel states, Yom Machusa Karnaturi, if the king says that I'll rip out a mountain, Akaturi Vloy Hadabe, then he will rip out a mountain and he won't be Chayza. And the Gemara will continue with the actual story about Hordas and how, although he was an Eved, he became the king over Klal Yisrael, and Hordas, of course, refers to Herod, who actually rebuilt the second base of Mikdash. And Rashi states, Hechi Azbe Itzel Hordas, that how did Baba Ben Muta give an eitzah to Hordas? As we will learn later on when we learn the story about Hordas, and this story is brought in Josephus, and it's brought down that even though this story about Baba Ben Muta and his eitzah is not brought down in Josephus, however, but Rashi is referring to the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash by Hordas, which is actually written in chapter 55 in Josephus. And before we finish, let's point out two tises. As the third tise of Amid, Diba Mas Hagor, Be Kaita, Be Sisva, Havi Kamoi, Ikatiyu, Vishari, that the reason why it was mutter to do so, even though there's still potential for Pshias, and Tises explains, because it's as if there was Tiyua, and there was a potential structural defect, and therefore it's mutter, and the Im Shteik Vatikasiyas, Hoyu, Bebez Mekoyme, Shal Kaita, Be Shal Sisva, Ayri, Kagoyin, De Chazba Tiyua, Va'oy Nira, Kivideisham, Besa Knesses Acher, that since there was an actual Beis HaKnesses, which was a permanent structure. So in Lachish Im Layivnu Zayis, then we're not going to be Chayish if they never build the other structure. But how to come into Ikka Duchta Lutzluye, Hainu She'im Beis HaKnesses, as we pointed out before, Va'oid Machabs Karvachoyim in Lachish Shem Yifshu, Oy Bizman Godel Chokach in Lachish Ayin Shom. And Ayin Tesis Diva Masra Va'ayil Lepurla Hassam, that Rav Ashi actually brought his bed into the Beis HaKnesses of Masa Mechasya after it was demolished, and he slept there until it was rebuilt. And Taisus seems to hold that this even applies to an area that was once a Beis HaKnesses, and the Inla Taris Meshunu Bavel Havei, Va'am Rab Asya Perek Basra Megillah, but the Ketzias Shal Bavel Al Tanayi Nesuyes, and you can't tell me that this was in Bavel, and therefore there's a din that but the Ketzias of Bavel was made on Tanayi, Upirish HaKundus Hasam, Nafkaminu Inin, Hadik Tanil Eil, In Uchla Ben, Mei Shains Ben, Mei Nechtas Ben, Becham Pnei Acham, Bekshamim Pnei Acham, Uv Shal Bavel Mutah, and maybe that's why Rav Ashi was able to sleep in this Beis HaKnesses. And Taisus says that this is not a good pshat. The Hakam Hasam Basachi Ravina of Ado have a kaim of Vishayla Shmeitzim Rova Asa Zilcha de Mitra Layu, and the downpour came Vaila Beit Knishta, and they went to the Beis HaKnesses Vilab Mishum Mitra, and not because it was raining El Mishum the Shmeitzim Beit Silusa, as they needed to be calm when they were learning Vahashta Vali Beis Knesha Bavu Haya Vayuchel Nekaz Bav Mpnei Amata. And why did Gemara have to say that it wasn't because of the rain if it was a Beis HaKnesses Shal Bavu and was built out Tanai Vishloim Adlab Mamish the Beis HaKnesses Ayla Puriya, that Ein Echanami, the Gemara doesn't mean that Rab Ashi actually brought his bed into the area of the Beis HaKnesses, and Elo Bissamach the Beis HaKnesses B'makim She'archim Regilin Lishan Sham V'lechol K'narmina Ba'avi Psachim, as the Gemara states B'negeir the Archim that would eat in Beis HaKnesses on Shabbosim, and they would make Kiddush and eat in Beis HaKnesses. And we explain over there that we're talking about an area that was to the side of Beis HaKnesses. And Taisus explains that when the Gemara states that the Bata Kedusias and Bavel were made al Tanai Mefarish Ri Le'inin Shem Yechavu Yasum Hen Mashi Yitzu Levad Mekalos Roish K'narmina Hasam and Ayin in Taisus and Ayin in Muki Yosef V'yesh Ben Achreinim Shekasvu the Tzerich Beis HaKnesses Muto Af Beis HaKnesses, that as long as it's the Tzerich Beis HaKnesses, that you're even allowed to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses Ayin Shem. And we will stop over here.